What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea.
And it is
a bad idea. Your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show. Hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Responding to Josh here, where he's talking about the possibility that NATO and the U.S. are building up all these forces along the border with Russia to the west in order to weaken Russia's forces to the east and allow some kind of an attack from that direction. I disagree, because the force reduction is equal on both sides. If you're massing your troops along Europe, that's where your troops are. Now, something else we need to consider is that the U.S. government appears to be making the same strategic mistake the Nazis did in the closing months of World War II, where they realize they don't have enough manpower, they certainly don't have enough committed manpower, and they began to overemphasize the development and use of their high-technology weapons. And they did create some amazing things for the time, but ultimately they couldn't produce them in enough volume to change the outcome of the war because of the cost involved. Because, yes, we can build an F-35 fighter, but we can't build a lot of them. We can build the Gerald R. Ford, but we can't build very many of them. And so that mitigates against a U.S. victory. All right, back to the phones. Peter in Los Angeles, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I just wanted to say Happy New Year, and I'm calling to ask your advice. I'm totally confused. I'm not exactly sure which I should be more terrified of, ISIS or the Russians, and I wanted to hear what you... I'm just beside myself and trying to figure that out.
I'm not afraid of the Russians unless the U.S. provokes them. I'm afraid of ISIS, if Washington, D.C. decides that they need a terror attack here in Hawaii.
No, it was a joke, obviously. But it's really ridiculous. And I wanted to mention something. I spent a whole lot of time in the Army and went through a lot of iterations. Went in as a draftee, went to OCS, went up the chain a little bit and was in the Middle East in 1991 and 90 and back in the early 2000s, then back as a contractor. And one of the things that a lot of people don't understand that happened after, under Dick Cheney, Defense Secretary Dick Cheney, when we were downsizing, remember when people talked about the peace benefit and all that?
The peace dividend, I remember that.
We went down from like 18 divisions to 10 and things of that nature. But when that happened, and it was different in 1991, when I first went in, it was an enlisted man. And when you do KP, Mike, a private or a corporal was doing KP and some mess sergeant was telling you what to do. And the private probably made $500 a month. When I first went in, we had battalion after battalion of transportation, trucking battalions that handled all of our logistics and so on and so forth. And those drivers were generally PFCs and E2s, E3s, mm-hmm. making $500, $600 a month. When I went back over as a contractor, and I was the HR, had a big HR job for one of the contractors that had all the trucking and all the mess halls, by the way.
Yes.
And when I was an enlisted man back in the 70s, those PFCs that were doing the ladling out the mashed potatoes had been replaced with contractors who were making about $80,000 to $90,000 a year.
Yeah, I remember seeing about that and how soldiers were actually forbidden to do their own laundry because
yes.
Kellogg, Brown and Root and
that's
all of that
I
stuff. I didn't mean to blow your cover on that. I have a family member who was in Iraq when all this stuff was going on down and did survive. He was saying that, you know, the water that was being delivered to them by these contractors was absolutely vile.
Too, Mike. We had all the water.
Yeah.
We had, KBR had all the water. We supplied all the water to not only all the U.S., but all the coalition troops. All the food and all the mess halls, that was all us. All the trucking. And by the way, on that, we did also the laundry. It was the largest military contract in the history of the world called LogCap. And,
yes.
And I was the HR guy, but I would also tell you that they weren't allowed to do their own laundry. That's right. And let me tell you what we charged for that, Mike. Laundry bag about the size of a pillowcase, and you turn those in, and KBR charged the U.S. Army $100 for each laundry bag full of stuff. And we supplied water, which gave made people sick.
Yes.
It was awful.
It was a racket. It was all about making the money and bleeding the American taxpayer and making these war profiteers rich. And to complete my side of the story about the water was so vile that the soldiers were all dumping Kool-Aid and anything else in there to make it palatable. And, of course, when you add those chemicals in there, it doesn't really hydrate you properly. And so our standard gift to anybody that we knew was serving in that area was a big Brita water pitcher and a whole box of replacement filters. They were very grateful to get that because it made the water tolerable, if not actually tasty. They go through those filters very, very fast because there was so much crud in that water. I think back to that famous speech by Patton, which George C. Scott repeated at the beginning of the movie of Patton, where he talks about how the American Army has the finest equipment, the best food, and so forth. And that used to be a point of pride for military logistics. And now they're just being sent whatever crud somebody can make money off of. There was that big stink over the body armor, where the guy, it turned out the body armor was rapidly decaying. When the soldiers would sweat into it, and the guy who was selling this body armor to the U.S. government was this multimillionaire, spent something like $10 million on his daughter's bat mitzvah, had all these rock stars attending it, and yet the soldiers were being told they were not allowed to wear any other body armor but this stuff that was being supplied, and they all knew it was crud. It wasn't going to work. And, you know, families were getting together. We even talked about pooling our money and getting some of the really good dragon scale body armor, which is what the officers were all wearing, and sending it to our family member in there. And he was basically told if he wore anything other than this particular body armor, which was really kind of useless, and he did get killed, his family would not get the death benefits. So, I mean, it was just all about making the money and feeding the money to certain connected people. And we saw a lot of the same thing during Vietnam, where they were happy to grind up helicopters and things because it was just a way of soaking the American people for all this vast amount of money.
Mike, can I tell one more about trucking?
Yes. Yes.
Again, back when I first went into the military, PFCs and privates would drive trucks, and they made $500 a month. KBR had all the trucking contracts, and even in the beginning invasion of Iraq in 2003, when they actually followed the spearheads, which was a reasonably conventional situation at that time.
Yes.
All those were KBR truck drivers, and the difference was they made about $125,000, and that was back in 2003, each truck driver, rather than the $500 PFC, and they were also not subject to UCMJ. And where I had been there in Desert Storm when they were still GIs driving those trucks, if the trucks didn't make it through, say they were getting a mortar barrage or whatever, and these guys refused to go through it, literally I had the power to take them out and shoot them in a combat situation, you know, cowardice in the face of the enemy and all that. But with the KBR truckers, they could quit right then and there. And there was nothing you could do. And the spearheads or the poor guy at the end of the logistical train, you know, actually fighting, could be starved because these guys just refused to go for any further. And that happened as well. And it's, you know, but starting when they downsized the military back in 93 under Cheney and Clinton, you know, Cheney in 93 and then Clinton thereafter, they outsourced everything. And so what we do.
So the Army may have been the Army may have been downsized, but the cost of maintaining it went up.
Exactly. And where war is the business of the United States, we made it so inefficient that we can't even do that rightly anymore.
So, yeah.
You know, it's ridiculous, Mike, and you know, what can I tell you? But
well,
listen. Oh, go ahead, sorry.
No, go ahead and finish.
I was just going to tell you Happy New Year, and I've got to take off and pick up my daughter.
Well, Happy New Year. I'm glad you survived your military experience, and go get your daughter. Don't want her worrying, you know, about where Daddy is.
Thanks, Mike. Bye.
All right, we're going to let you go here. Now then, a couple of days ago, we had a story that may have a bearing. First of all, I got to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just rejoining our network. I forgot to do that. We are in the middle of a phone call. A couple of days ago, we were reporting on this story about how all 10 of the active United States aircraft carriers are currently in port. And the story was being put out there. They're all sitting ducks because they're in their home ports. Everybody knows where they are. And I am concerned that what may be going on is that all of these ships are being provisioned for a possible sea lane war. That's the only reason to have everything back in port at the same time is you're loading them all up and getting ready to go. So I am very concerned, and I know a lot of people are very, very concerned, and I certainly do not want to have to go through a world war, especially one that's potentially nuclear, because we have a first strike target sitting right outside this window. So I've told Mike in our control room to have a best of tape standing by just in case I disappear in a blinding flash of light. Let's go back to the phones here. Ernest in Reno, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I'd like to I hear you mention a lot about the Soviet collapse.
Yes.
And that this might happen to us, and it might be something that would work for us, but there's a big difference between them collapsing and us collapsing. That first of all, there's a lot of people that question whether that was a real collapse or it was staged, because a lot the core of the KGB remained intact. So it's questionable whether that was legitimate.
Well, do you remember when World War II was over in Europe? And because we were talking about General Patton before, he came under a huge amount of criticism because despite the program of denazification, he was hiring a lot of these old Nazi officers to basically continue in the same job they'd been doing. And he explained it away by saying, if you show me somebody else who knows how to do the job as well as these guys, I'll replace them. But until we can find them, I need people who can do the job, and these are the ones. And I think when the Russian republics were being formed, they had much of the same attitude. There were there was a lot of deadwood and hardliners who were allowed to go, but those who could still do their job efficiently were very much needed, and they were kept on. And I think that's really all there is to it. I don't think the collapse of the Soviet Union was staged. Certainly, it did not work in the United States' interests. Because immediately the American people said, well, if the Cold War is definitely over, it's time for a peace dividend. We want you to spend our tax money on the American nation, the American people. And, of course, the military-industrial complex said, no, we can't do that. We've got to have another enemy to
Mark,
wag at the
people.
You know,
if you look at it from that viewpoint that it might have been staged, then you see that if it's a long-term thing, then that's basically, if you're a globalist and you're planning long-term, then that means that we're going to stop with the communist threat and we're going to regroup.
Okay,
for
well, first of all,
hang on.
The Russian republics are not a communist nation. In fact, the only nation that still has this that was a long time ago. The only nation has an active communist party today is the United States.
Right.
So,
but Mike, what I'm saying is that now it's time we're going to have a terrorist threat that's going to be the new boogeyman. See, if this is a long-term plan of a globalist plan, I mean, there's people, if you've heard of Joe Skousen, I mean, this is the kind of thing that they're saying, is that around this time, this era, 2017 to 2022, that's when the attack is going to be provoked. And that's what we're seeing now, because the globalists think that they have the advanced weaponry, that they're going to go hide in their bunkers. They're going to provoke a first strike, a massive first strike. They're going to come out, and whatever's left, they're going to go ahead and neutralize the threat. That's the thought of people that are watching this in a long-term type of situation.
Well, I think you may be watching too long a term, because you're missing the very significant changes that have been happening in the short term. And yes, the globalists are desperate that their dreams of a new world order are collapsing in front of them. They've been wagging terrorists at us for a very long time to try and control us. But now most people are now aware that these terrorists are, in fact, state actors, most of them working for the United States government. And frankly, it feels to me like the military-industrial complex or the globalists, war with Russia is like their desperation Hail Mary pass, and it's not been fully thought out. And again, it's been a hallmark of our government for the last 10 years. They don't think things all the way through to the end, to all possible outcomes. And I think they're just reacting out of panic and fear. And they're going to get this nation into a whole big mess of trouble.
Right. Or things are happening that they didn't anticipate, you know, that maybe we did wake up a little bit too soon.
Now, that is definitely true. That is definitely true.
You know, Mike, a thing that you have to worry about is that there are a sizable amount of UN troops in this country. And if you station a lot of our troops outside this country, that is a set-up situation right there you have to be concerned about. You know, if this
the UN is really good, and they've got a really long track record of going on into other countries like Haiti, throwing their weight around, giving them illnesses. And the rest of it. The UN troops here in the United States of America, where 80% of Americans own a firearm, I think it's going to be really dangerous. The United Nations does not have justification to come into the United States and start throwing its weight around, especially with all this talk we're getting out of Washington, D.C. about leaving the United Nations. That would end any legitimate legal pretense for the UN to be here at all. And at this point, given that the United Nations has been totally impotent in reining in the behavior of Israel, I'm in favor of getting the United States out of the UN, having them relocate their headquarters someplace else, and kicking out all these UN troops. I think that would be a really, really good thing to do here. But as far as the war with Russia is concerned, uncategorically, it's a mistake, and we're going to lose.
Yeah, I agree, but that could have been the whole thing, that this could be to blow everything up, that they could just go ahead, start the war, create a chaos in this country, and set the UN and whoever sleepers they might have in here, just set them loose.
Do you remember Occam's Razor? Do you remember Occam's Razor?
No, I didn't watch.
Okay, it's a saying by William of Occam, that when you're given a variety of explanations for something that you're witnessing, the simplest one is usually going to be the true one. And so I sort of avoid these over-convoluted, dark theories of players at remote distances that we can't get to, and prefer to see the cause of all of our issues is right in our own government buildings. Certainly in those private central banks. And in any event, I got to let you go here because we got to take a break for commercials. And when we come on back, boy, the phone lines are lining up. Bill and Hillary Clinton are going to attend Donald Trump's inauguration. Apparently, the Clintons are finally accepting that they lost. And I think Trump's security detail ought to be doing body cavity searches on the Clintons and the Bushes before letting them anywhere near the festivities. We'll be right back.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord, and when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, I think we're in remission. I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
Call now to find out how to get your free month supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future, and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Now, it is essential from the position of the U.S. government that a potential war with Russia be somehow made to look like it's Russia's fault. Either there's a false flag where, oh my goodness, they've attacked us. They sank the USS Maine in Havana Harbor. They fired torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin. Whatever lie comes to mind. Or alternatively, that our plan to attack Russia is part of an evil Russian plot to lure us into our doom, so forth and so on. But the attempt is out there that Putin wants to be master of the world. Let's get practical. Europe is an economic basket case. So is the United States. The infrastructure is worn down. Certainly in the U.S., our manufacturing base is all but gone. Our agricultural lands are poisoned with GMO pollen. Why would Putin want to take over these crippled areas of the world? He wouldn't. What's the point? I mean, some months back, somebody tried to plant the idea that Russia was getting ready for a sneak attack to take back Alaska. And Putin's response to that was classic. He said, why would we want Alaska? We have enough frozen wasteland as it is in Siberia. There's really not much here in the United States or in Europe that makes war advantageous for the Russians. It's because the U.S. and Europe are basket cases that it is the U.S. and NATO that are pushing for this war. Little common sense for you to think about here. All right, we're going to switch over to the phones again here. Phil in Montreal, aloha. Thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. Hi, Mike. How are you?
I know you're doing.
Listen, I've been, I usually try and throw in my two cents, but today I'm looking for a bit of information. All the soldiers that were caught in Aleppo, the 230 U.S. soldiers and the British and the French and a couple of people from the Netherlands, whatever happened to those? I haven't seen a hint, a headline, a story about
They were allowed to go home. They were allowed to go home. The position of all those nations is that these people were merely observers and not engaged in combat. And Assad, in order to not have the situation escalate, said, oh, yes, I believe you. Absolutely. They were just observers, and you can have them back. And that was the end of that.
Oh, kidding. Wow. Okay. I didn't see anything about it. So I thank you for that was going through my mind because I thought that maybe it would turn out to be a problem that Trump would have to work out anyway.
Well, once Trump is in office, all of these foreign interventions are going to be ramping down. He campaigned on a no more covert or overt foreign interventions. We've got problems in this country that need to be fixed, and that's why Americans voted for him. So I think once Trump is in office, U.S. support for the rebels in Syria are going to it's going to evaporate. All of these places where the U.S. is running these covert groups attempting to overthrow the government, Trump's going to pull the plug on it. We have problems to deal with here at home, and let's be very honest, this agenda of conquering the Middle East has been a complete abject failure. The U.S. lost this one. They're losing in Syria. They're barely hanging on in Libya and Yemen, even with the use of proxies. Everybody understands the U.S. has been using ISIS and al-Qaeda to affect foreign policy and leave the U.S. government blameless. It's failed. It has failed. It's time to accept that and pull back and say, all right, we're going to be better behaved from this point on.
You know, the U.S. media really makes it very difficult to get to the truth.
That's their job.
Yeah, I'm just looking at a story about the Iranian missile landing 1,500 yards from a U.S. aircraft carrier, HS Newman, when those two, inflatable boats with the soldiers were captured by the Iranians. And here the story is told what they were up to. They were up to delivering a new ISIS leader to replace somebody that had been killed, and the Iranians got wind of it.
Okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, that whole thing. All right. Well, listen, I'm going to have to let you go and take a break for commercials.
Right.
We'll be back with more phone calls and more news after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working 2 jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Yeah. And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to do some news, and then we're going to get back to the phones. The phone lines are loaded up here. I'm really beginning to like Kellyanne Conway. And she's basically out there. Hillary and the Hillaryites are still out there screaming about how could we possibly lose. It was Russian hacking. It was this. It was that. And Kellyanne Conway says to Hillary Clinton, you lost because nobody likes you. And that really is what it all comes down to, because all the advertising in the world is not going to sell a product people don't like. Remember the Edsel? Remember New Coke? The advertising is great, but if there isn't something there people want to buy, it's not going to work. And that's where that $1.6 billion went, trying to sell a product nobody wanted. Now, those people out in Hollywood who did all those things about, you know, like the video for the electors, vote your conscience, and as it turned out, they did. 7 of them turned on Hillary. Now they're out there with Humanity for Progress. They used to be Humanity for Hillary. They've rebranded because she lost. And they've got another video full of these Hollywood has-beens demanding that Congress oppose the incoming president. Now, what's going on here is very simple. There's a lot of politics in Hollywood, and you're either in with the ins or you're out with the outs. And all of these celebrities bet their bankability on a Hillary victory. Now, if you don't know what I mean by that, when it comes to the starring roles in motion pictures and TV shows, producers look at the star's bankability, which is a general term meaning if we put this person into our show, how many people will come to see our movie or tune into our TV show just because that person is in there. That's called bankability. That's why some major stars get put into movies that they're really inappropriate for. They're there to draw audience into something that might otherwise be a turkey. And all of these celebrities in Hollywood bet their bankability on a Hillary victory and stood with her, because with Hillary in the White House, then the liberals would be ascendant in Hollywood, and their stardom would be assured. And they bet wrong. And now they're all starting to feel like I felt 22 years ago, when all of a sudden you realize Hollywood's kind of looking the other way because you were on the losing side. And we're going to start seeing the rise of conservatism in Hollywood. And conservative talent is going to start getting those starring roles. Now, the Democrats are trying to create their own Tea Party movement. Probably not going to go anywhere, simply because the Democrats have shown themselves to be the antithesis of everything that led to the real original Tea Party. They're thrashing around, basically, is what's going on. And apparently the Democratic National Committee is building a war room to battle President-elect Donald Trump, to pressure the new Republican administration on a variety of policy matters, and keep trying to put a focus on Russia's alleged cyber attacks that influenced the 2016 election. They're still not letting go. The crybabies are not going to quit. They're going to spend the next 8 years saying, you know, Russia stole the election for Trump. Russia stole the election for Trump. And there's no amount of evidence that is ever going to convince them, because it's an article of faith with them. And I look at this war room, I look at these Hollywood celebrities going on out saying that you have to oppose Donald Trump. Does any of this come under the heading of fomenting rebellion? Because I think they're dangerously close to that right now. They could, in theory, start a civil war between the liberals with their pastel hairdos and the conservatives with their guns. Apparently, California has hired Eric Holder to lead the fight against Donald Trump in regards to maintaining its status as a sanctuary city, a sanctuary state, rather. And again, the war between Trump and the establishment is apparently continuing, and Trump is going to need all of us, you and I, standing shoulder to shoulder with him to remind this entrenched oligarchical establishment that we, the people, are the highest authority in this land. And everybody who's in that government is supposed to be a public servant, not a public master. And anybody who doesn't want to play by the rules, anybody who doesn't want to comply with the Bill of Rights, the honorable thing to do is resign. What am I saying? Honorable. That was a momentary lapse on my part. All right, we're going to go back to the phones here. Mark in Philadelphia, thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
Michael, yes, Michael, Happy New Year. A little side note, a friend of mine who's a machinist, he worked in Fort Worth making the F-16s. He worked there for like 15 years from the mid-80s to the late 90s. And he told me something recently that was really shocking to me. At the time he left, there were 3,000 machinists making parts for the F-16. He says today there are 25, because most of the people that work there are assemblers. That would be for Lockheed Martin, formerly
yes.
General Dynamics. Okay, now get this. I said, well, how can they still make all this? He says it's all made everywhere else, and then it's shipped over as sub-assemblies and then assembled
yes.
at the facility that he formerly worked at.
Yes.
So one of the things that Trump really ought to do, my understanding is he wants to get behind the F-18 Hornet, and I think that's a great idea, versus going with the F-35, which is a total disaster. And I think that that is a disaster that was planned to suck our money out of our pockets. And
that's what all of the these weapons from the military industrial complex are about, sucking money out of our pockets. That's why they're hideously expensive, cost plus, and Trump is holding them to account on that. The same thing with the F-22, and they look good in the air shows. But they're being built in this idea they're never really going to have to be used, so it doesn't matter whether they really work or not. And now we're looking at the possibility of a real war that's going on with that. And this idea of offshoring all these components for these weapon systems raises another strategic weakness of the United States. In the event of war, those supply lines could easily be cut. Because if our factories that are making turbine blades for the F-16 are located somewhere in Indonesia, how easy is it to send a cruise missile in and blow up that factory?
Right, and on that note, there was also the ordeal about the chemical warfare suits from the first Gulf War that that the guys that got the contract eventually they caught up with them, but they made enormous amounts of money, and it was the suits were substandard, and they did not protect our men from the chemical, which the chemicals were there in the first go around with Iraq. So, but I'd like to ask you, what really happened? What really happened? This is the year on June 8th of 1967, 50 years ago, we will have an anniversary of this year, June 8th of 2017, of what happened to the USS Liberty. And I want to know if Trump knows that Israel, our greatest buddy ally, attacked our Liberty and killed 34 of our men and wounded over 170 of them. They intended to sink the ship during the Six-Day War and make it look like Egypt had attacked us and sank the ship. And also, people need to know, and this is what totally shocked me, McNamara, the Secretary of Defense, along with Johnson, Lyndon B. Johnson, they told the fleet to stand down when the SOS went out to help
they did.
Aid to come to the ship. So we need to beat the drum on that in preparation, because the guys, there are still some survivors from that ship, from the Liberty, and they're putting together a movie, and I encourage you to help me beat the drum. I'm going to put the word out as much as I can, and my fellow countrymen, we really need to know what happened to the USS Liberty. That really another congressional investigation, a real investigation needs to happen, and if Trump can push that, I don't know if he will, but maybe he doesn't even know about the truth. But anyway, I'll leave it at that. Thank you very much, Michael, and Happy New Year.
All right, Happy New Year to you as well here. And as far as the USS Liberty, or for that matter, 9/11, or any of that, we don't need another government investigation. It's a waste of taxpayer money and gives them another chance to try and polish up the lies. I do not cede to the United States Congress my right to come to my own conclusions based on the evidence before my eyes. I know Israel attacked the USS Liberty and tried to frame Egypt for it. I know that 9/11 was a false flag. I know that there was no Spanish mine in Havana Harbor. I know that there were no torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin, that one incident. I know that there were weapons on the Lusitania. We have to stop giving the government the power to tell us that what we know is what we know. We have to pull back on that. Now, getting on back to the issue of false flag terror by Israel, my concern would be the upcoming meeting on the 15th of this month in Paris. Because, as you know, representatives of some 70 nations are getting together to basically talk about granting recognized international statehood status to Palestine, which Israel does not want to see happen. That's why they were so furious over the United Nations Security Council vote. And so I'm expecting that dangerous Muslim terrorists, or maybe the evil Russians, will blow something up in Paris that's really, really big. Because this is how Israel likes to play the game. All right, back to the phones here. Janet in South Florida, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Oh, I lost you there for a second. Hi, Mike. I haven't been here for a while. Earlier today, I came across an article on SGT report regarding the carriers being brought to port. And I was going to call in, and then you brought it up, and several other callers called in. But this particular article is titled Treason of the Highest Order and Why is Obama Still in Office, regarding the decommissioning of all the naval carriers that have been brought into port at the same time. This is treason, and it is a national suicide.
They're not being decommissioned. I don't know why that article says that. They're not being decommissioned. Two of them were all...
The virtual decommissioning. I think that changes it. But the whole point of this article is a comparison. It's a parallel to what took place in Pearl Harbor when all the planes were lined up and they knew what was going to happen. 300 commanders have been removed from the Navy when questioned, would you be prepared to turn against the American people? And if they said no, they were thrown out, 300 of the top commanders. And now this article questions, why is the military not doing something at this point when all the naval carriers are brought in from the sea to a port?
Well, first of all, I want to back up to a comment you made. There's a difference between our current carriers being at their home ports and Pearl Harbor. On Pearl Harbor, what was left in the harbor for Japan to bomb was junk, leftovers from earlier wars. The USS Arizona was basically at the end of its lifespan. The sister ship, Utah, had already been taken off combat status and was being used for gunnery training for brand new Navy crews. All of the modern ships, the carriers and their high-speed escorts, had been sent out of Pearl Harbor deep to the south, supposedly on a probing mission. But the reality was Roosevelt wanted them out of the way because what was left for Japan to bomb was old stuff that really wasn't all that useful anymore. It wasn't going to be useful in a war against Japan. So that hardware was sacrificed along with all the people who died at Pearl Harbor. I don't think Obama intends to sacrifice our 10 frontline carriers. I think that the most likely explanation is they're all being reprovisioned, fully supplied, just loaded up to the deck with supplies for a prolonged deployment to the ocean.
Okay. Think otherwise, but thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, we agree to disagree there. Thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Karen in Maryland. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello there. Good afternoon. Okay, I would like to know whether or not any of the, to your knowledge, I know that Maryland does not, do any of the 50 states tie their Republican-Democrat candidates to the Republican-Democrat party platform? Because my position is that if the parties are not going to adhere to their platforms, and what that means is that they're not going to require their candidates to conform in some way to their platforms, then they ought to get rid of their platforms. Either the platform is a suggestion, it's a website decoration, or it's something that they're going to stick to in whole or in part.
Well, the platform is basically an advertising gimmick. That it's put together and it makes it look like this is a consensus position of all of the members of the party. This is what we're going to be pushing for, and our candidate will support this platform. But history shows that very often those platforms are pretty much thrown in the trash right after Election Day, and that certainly was the case with Obama, who ran on a platform plank of ending these wars and bringing our people home. Because the platform is basically considered advertising for the campaign, it's actually considered protected by the First Amendment. And there have actually been attempts at lawsuits to sue politicians who will promise one thing to get elected and then immediately do something else once they're in office. And the courts have ruled consistently that political speech, even if it's inaccurate and a lie, is protected by the First Amendment. And right now, I'm glad they set that precedent. because the coming attacks on the independent media, they're not going to be able to say, well, we think it's a lie, therefore it should be silenced, because we'll just come back and say when politicians lie during the campaign, the courts have said it's protected speech under the First Amendment.
So that's okay. So it's looked upon and seen as protected. So to your knowledge, there are no states that tie their candidates to the party platform.
Not to my knowledge. I would be overjoyed to find out I'm wrong on this issue. But again, the platform is just a campaign promise. It's a more formalized, dressed up campaign promise, but that's all it is.
Okay, well, all right, there you go. Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, and we're going to try and squeeze in Bob in Las Vegas before the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Oh, hey, Mike, I hope you can hold me over during the commercial. I wanted to thank that previous caller, Mark from Philadelphia, regarding the fallen of the USS Liberty. Yeah, thank you for what you're doing. Yeah, these guys can't be forgotten, those that were killed and those that survived this horrific attack.
All right, Bob, I'm going to have to put you on hold. Don't hang up.
I'll
come right back to you after these few words.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean when the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to Bob in Las Vegas. And Bob, take it away.
Yeah, Mike, thanks. You know, I'd like to hear, before I get to my last 2 points, I'd like to hear if our friend Mike from Brazil is listening. I'd love to hear his view on what happened in Brazil to Dilma Rousseff and that whole affair. So moving on, you mentioned, Mike, that you said Trump is the most naive president entering office.
I didn't say that. I said he is as dangerously naive as Jimmy Carter. More naive presidents in the past, but I haven't made a study of that.
Okay. But Trump, you recall during the campaign, he referenced these dancing Arabs. Hasn't he ever heard of the dancing Israelis in New Jersey? I mean, this is a pretty well-known story, and he kept referring to these dancing Arabs. I admit they were dancing Arabs in the Palestinian territories and in other parts of the Muslim world. But as far as dancing Arabs in the U.S., I don't remember seeing that. I do recall the
No, they didn't. And it turned out the video of the dancing Palestinians was another media hoax, because what they had were videotapes from a food distribution. Where food was being given to the Palestinians, and it was like a couple of months old. It was outdated, but they just need, we need Palestinians cheering, and that's what they put on the TV.
Wow.
On 9/11.
Yeah, and then on this upcoming meeting in Paris, I too fear some sort of event, but you said Russian terrorism. I fear quote-unquote Palestinian terrorism, and I don't know if you've heard this story. Have you ever heard about the... I'm sure you've heard of the Abu Nidal group, headed by Abu Nidal, and their story is that he was actually controlled by the Mossad.
Yes, I've heard that through several sources.
Okay, I mean, that's what I'm afraid of, a group that's controlled by the Mossad, outwardly Palestinian, but controlled by the Mossad, and they could potentially do something at this event to further tarnish the, you know, the Palestinians.
Let's play a little game here. Look for what should be there and isn't. Tell me what's missing from that scenario.
A reason for the Palestinians to do it.
Bingo. You get an A-plus and a gold star on your record today.
Okay.
You're learning. You're learning. Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah. Well,
I'm proud of you.
I got the best professor in the world.
Well, thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. We're going to start with Scott in Norfolk. Thank you for waiting so patiently to get on the phone here. We may have to take you through station identification. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. I just wanted to make a quick comment about the aircraft carriers. Could it be that things are so bad between us and Russia that we're getting our carriers out of the way of those missiles that they have, you know, the ones that can go so fast that we can't stop, the aircraft carriers can't stop them? The carrier killers?
Well, that's certainly possible. I mean, there was that huge embarrassment. Well, we got to take a break for station identification. Don't go away, Scott. Going to be right back.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction?
A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.